This is Tunnel Vision. Good morning. It's June 1st, 1985. Tunnel Vision, the People's Network, begins another broadcast day and signs on the air. And now, our national anthem. Take you to the Tunnel Vision In Focus newsroom and anchorman Ray Thompson.
Well, you all remember that tragedy last month when Kenya exploded its first nuclear device. Well, today Poland became the 112th nuclear power when it successfully tested a 50 megaton device in downtown Warsaw. When asked about the wisdom of dropping a nuclear bomb on such a heavily populated area, President Gorky Kapusta said, "That's why we dropped it at night."
Coming up, those stories and more when News in Focus returns after this.
This is our oil rig, number 32, off the coast of Santa Monica, California. Last year, this oil rig killed over 5 million fish, and we here at Axon are proud of it. After our research scientists discovered that fish caused coronary thrombosis, we decided to spill over 2,500 barrels of oil into the ocean each day. Since 1974, we have destroyed over 22.5 billion of these ocean living pests in the name of community service. Fish, they're better off dead. That's why we're doing something about it at Axon, the sign of the double cross. Your mother's passed away, but that's no reason to lose touch. Now, with your telephone company's new service, you can dial the other world direct for just 90 cents.
Hello? Mama?
Your telephone company's new service. It's the next best thing to being there.
You gotta level with me.
Mark, brace yourself. You're pregnant.
He was the world's first man in a family way.
I want to keep it! It's my baby!
Mark Parker. He was strong and tough until he became... The Pregnant Man.
Saturday at 9, 8 Central.
And the news ends with an ironic note tonight. The Supreme Court ruled yesterday that in a head-body transplant, the identity of the person created is the head's. In the case of Smith or Cannizzaro against Illinois, the court upheld a ruling that the combination of Donald Smith's head and Edward Cannizzaro's body is by law Donald Smith. Smith had claimed he was Cannizzaro and therefore eligible for Cannizzaro's unemployment benefits. And that's the news.
A delicatessen owner serves his own tongue to save money. Your phone call decides his fate on You, the Jury. July 4th at 2 o'clock, around 12:30 Central. Uncensored and free. Tunnel Vision.
Tunnel Vision.